Hello, and welcome to the Marvel Universe. Congratulations. If you're watching this training video, you're one of the chosen few that have been selected to represent Marvel Entertainment
by playing one of the most popular and beloved heroes of all time, your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Front, true believers, it's the Action Room's Spider-Man Focus episode.
Spider-Man.
They do. And one of the other reasons that they do is Spider-Man 3 is about to open nationwide.
I'm so excited.
I like the way Mike just yelps. His tongue actually came out of his mouth. It was like Dee Snider yelping.
I wanna
rock! Now, there have been many trailers for the new Spider-Man, and the latest trailer shows a lot more, almost too much, and I'm famous among my friends for someone who wants to be spoiled. Like, I want, like, spoiler information about movies before I see them. Well, I want to soak up the information.
I'm the exact opposite. If I really, really like a film, or I don't have too many expectations, kind of like 300,
right?
I'll refuse the preview.
Even me, who wants to be like soaking up all the information about a new movie, even I am saying, okay, enough, too much. I don't want to watch any more trailers.
I'm good.
I don't want to see any more footage. I don't want to read any more spoilers than I already know.
And as if Spider-Man needs any promotion.
Yeah, right, people are just going to go see it anyway.
Yeah. Now, speaking of Spider-Man, yours truly, Tony Wolf, I got to be Spider-Man.
Woo-hoo, sexy.
I was recommended by a friend of mine who's an actor and a comic fan, and he did Marvel character appearances. So Marvel FedExed me a Spider-Man costume. It is not the movie version of the costume.
Nope.
It doesn't look like the raised, you know, ski outfit.
Right, and, right.
You know, the skater's outfit.
Ribbed for his pleasure.
Right, not ribbed for his pleasure. This is the old school Electric Company, you know, 1970s, 80s Spider-Man costume. And Marvel is very meticulous about these character appearances, and they sent me an instructional video. So we're going to share with you some of the clips from this instructional video. This is top secret, Action listeners.
Really?
Don't tell anyone that we showed you this. All right.
How much a lawsuit could help this show?
Hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Lots of exposure. There's no such thing as bad publicity. So first, in this opening clip, they talk to us about being clean-shaven.
Why?
For the costume, well, you'll find out. And other little tips, I also had to get a dance belt because you're naked under the costume, and you can't be only genitalia under the costume.
You're naked under
the Because then they'll see what religion you are, whether you're circumcised or not.
Oh,
so
dear.
Let's go to the Marvel clip.
Rules and tips in this video are essential to helping you be the best Spider-Man you can be. Might not be very exciting, but it'll get you prepared for situations and questions you never thought you would encounter. So sit back and relax. Give me your attention for about 20 minutes.
And let's learn how to be the amazing, spectacular, sensational Spider-Man.
Let's start with the easy stuff. First, you need to be clean-shaven. You might think that the mask would cover up any facial hair, but it doesn't. It pokes through the fabric, and fans can see it up close. Two, this is a dance belt. It's the only piece of equipment that you're required to provide for yourself, and you must wear this under the costume when you're playing Spider-Man. Keeps the genitalia packed and tight, and leaves no panty lines. Four, hit the gym. I'm sure you all think you're in fantastic shape, but trust me, there's nothing as unforgiving as spandex. The quickest way to lose your job is to not look good in the costume.
All right, now, also in that clip, you'll notice that they said to hit the gym, but if your name happens to be Tony Wolf and you are thin as a rail, and you have, you know, no muscles to speak of, but also no body fat whatsoever... Then
you're good.
The gym wasn't really a problem for me. I could wear the spandex with pride. Now, in this next clip, they talk about the dangers of being hungover, which, if you know me, is a frequent problem, as I am a raving alcoholic.
Raging.
And raging or raving?
Raving.
So, and they really want us to preserve the illusion that that it is truly Spider-Man, Peter Parker, and not an actor appearing as Spider-Man.
Sort of
much
like
Santa Claus.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you're not Santa Claus, and kids crying home.
But the thing that's
mom.
Weird is they ask you to know trivia, but the thing is, you shouldn't act like you're Peter Parker, because then you're going to blow the fact that,
right.
You know what I mean?
Like, Peter Parker wouldn't go in issue 272.
Or talk about Mary Jane, you know?
Right, well, he
can't
wouldn't.
Blow your cover, so
yeah,
you have to be
Peter
on.
Wouldn't blow his cover. That's a logical conundrum that it's making my head explode, Mike. does not compute. Does not compute. We are nomad. Okay. So anyway, let's take a listen to the very serious, very instructional Marvel Spider-Man training video.
You must add that this is very highly produced. This is like a lot of money went into it.
Wow. A lot of money went into it. Let's check it out.
On many occasions, the appearance will be out of town, in which case Marvel will send you out the night before. This is not the time to go partying. Marvel has a strict no-alcohol policy for before and during the event. Spidey can't show up hungover or smelling of booze and reeking of cigarettes, which also means no smoking anywhere near the costume at any time.
Well, you gotta think about it. They gotta cover their ass, you know?
Like, they do. They really do.
Here you are. You have a very, you know, mobile character. He's
right?
Very sleek. He crawls like a spider, touching kids. You know, that could...
I'm turned on right now just from you saying that.
Spandex. Yeah,
well, you know.
His little webby fingers.
Things Tony will regret saying afterwards. I see another t-shirt coming.
They do talk about mothers hitting on you, be they single moms or be they hot to trot committed moms. I haven't heard the phrase hot to trot since the 60s or 70s, and I'm bringing it back. Hot to trot, married women. And I unfortunately, yeah,
okay, let's,
I didn't get any hot women hitting on me, and I'm pissed.
That's why they said hit the gym.
All right, let's go to the clip.
Believe it or not, some of the mothers will come on to you right in front of their children. Sometimes they will use sexual innuendos, and sometimes they will be very blunt about how you look in your spandex and ask you what you're doing after you finish signing.
No matter how pretty they are, no matter how lonely you've been, this is not a singles bar. Do not entertain this. Tell them right out in a nice spidey way, hey, let's keep this clean in front of the children. Besides, my wife Mary Jane's the jealous type. Not even my spider powers would save me if she caught me flirting.
Now, they also talk very seriously in this training video to avoid lawsuits. At the appearance of impropriety, you really can't hug kids.
Right.
They want you to high-five only.
Oh,
and
wow.
If a kid initiates a hug, you can only do a very timid pat, like a kind of bad, awkward hug like you have at the end of a bad date, where it's like a little tap
the
on the
sideways
back.
Hug. Like, I don't want you touching
yes,
my boobs.
Keeping
pat,
about
pat.
2 feet in between the two individuals. So let's check out how to handle kids when you're Spider-Man.
Handshakes and high fives are the safest gestures. However, nobody tells the children that. The little ones will often come running in for a hug. If you happen to be standing up at the time, their head and hands can wind up coming straight for your groin area. You may not even see it coming. The visibility out of the costume is poor at best. When you encounter this situation, you need to squat into your Spidey position right away, bringing your face level with theirs. If you're a little late on the squat and their hands have already wrapped themselves around your leg or waist, gently take their arms and pry them off you and then quickly squat. Once in position, let them continue their hug. Your hand position should be nothing more than a short and gentle pat on the back, not a deep embrace. Never, ever instigate the hug.
And thankfully, I will let you know that I had no kids running into my crotch head first.
Spider-Man!
You know, although you naturally want to, like, you know, crouch down a Spider-Man because he crouches a lot.
Right.
So that worked out well as well.
They didn't want a sticky kid for other reasons, I think.
We can always depend on Mike for the really inappropriate humor.
Ski on children.
Now,
it's not right.
Are you going to do it again? Are they going to ask you back?
They probably will ask me back, because in that world, if you don't get complaints, you get asked back.
Oh, that's
like,
cool.
Because they need a lot of people to do this. But I don't know if it was really worth like 5 hours of my time total.
Oh, wow.
For $200 and you have to go far away. And it, you know, well, it might be one of those do once because it was funny. And that's one to grow on for this week's Spider-Man-centric The Action Room.
Yay!
I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Afua Richardson.
Until next time, true believers, with great power comes great action room.
I don't know what it is, but I've got to destroy it.